Broadcasting 24 hours a day.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Welcome to our new show, There's No Business Like Show Business. I'm Mark.
I'm Leah.
And we've got some treats for you today.
Definitely.
So we're going to introduce you to the world of musicals, both film, TV, West End and Broadway. Yeah. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be exploring lots of different themes.
Yeah.
And we thought, you know, today, we'll just give you a little introduction.
Overall, yeah, we've got Disney coming up, we've got Jukebox, we've got a bit of everything, really. But we just thought we'd give you, like I say, an overall theme of the show, which is exciting.
So, let's get the taboo out of the way. What do we think about musicals as a form? is it well addressed to the general public?
It's such a cover up. It's such a guilty pleasure. People do not admit that they love a bit of musicals. They say, oh yeah, I love indie, I love rock, and they just sort of, some people jump on the bandwagon a bit, let's just put it that way. And I think some of my flatmates are a bit guilty of that, to be honest. But yeah, some people are a bit embarrassed to admit they love musicals.
No, absolutely. I think I remember last year in my house playing Les Mis to all my housemates, and it felt like starting a revolution. They absolutely loved it, and I think they probably would agree with me that it wouldn't particularly be the first choice of film that they would choose.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in everyone's heart, yeah, there's some musical goodness.
In fact, I remember my first time when I didn't discover musicals, but my first feeling of like, oh my god, this is my type of music, was when I went to the West End and saw Wicked, and it was Elphaba's ballad, when she lifted up into the sky. I was like, oh my gosh. And I saw it 3 times in the West End after that, which is really bad and really expensive, but it was just one of them things that I had to do. So
this is the sheer joy. Yeah. I mean, speaking of favourite musicals, I'd say mine at the moment would be The Book of Mormon.
Oh.
I'm not sure if you are aware of it.
Oh, definitely.
It's a fantastic musical written by the creators of South Park. And let's just say it's controversial, to say the least. We're going to play a song from the show for you now. But due to the content of the show, I can only really play you the intro. So I suppose we'll dive straight into it.
Shall we do it?
Absolutely. So from the show The Book of Mormon, it's the song called Hello.
I would like to share with you the most amazing book. Hello, my name is Elder Grant. It's a book about America a long, long time ago. It has so many awesome parts. You simply won't believe how much this book can change your life. Hello, my name is Elder Green. I would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ. Hello. My name is Elder Young. Hello. Did you know that Jesus lived here in the USA? You can read all about it now.
Hello.
In this nifty book, it's free. No, you don't have to pay.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Elder Smith. And can I leave this book with you for you to just peruse?
Hello.
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 I'll just leave it here. It has a lot of information you can really use. Hello.
Hi.
My name is
Jesus Christ.
You have a lovely home.
Hello.
It's an amazing book.
Bonjour.
Hola.
Ni hao.
Me llamo Elder White.
Are these your kids?
This book gives you the secret to eternal life.
Sound good?
Eternal life.
With Jesus Christ.
It's super fun.
Hello.
Ding dong.
And if you let us in, we'll show you how it can be done.
No thanks.
You're sure?
Oh, well.
That's fine.
Goodbye.
Have fun in hell.
Hey now.
You simply won't believe how much this book will change. This book will change your mind.
Change your life.
Change religions, I have a free book written by Jesus!
No, no, Elder Cunningham, that's not how we do it. You're making things up again. Just stick to the approved dialogue. Elder, show it!
Hello!
Hello!
My name is
Elder Cunningham!
And we would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ.
Hello!
Hello!
Die someday, but if you read this book, you'll see that there's another way.
Hello.
What a tune.
That was Hello from the Book of Mormon. Yeah, so as you can imagine, the show does get quite controversial as it goes on, and I highly recommend you to go see it. It's been on the West End, I think it was since 2011, I'm going to say.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Well, absolutely, I would recommend it. Yeah, so that was our first song of the show. I want to hear your thoughts. If you want to tweet in to @ThisIsLSR, #showbusiness.
Yeah, maybe tell in, us, guys, please.
Yeah,
please
tell do. Us your favourite songs. You know, you never know. It might come on in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, we could take requests for maybe week two or week three.
Who knows?
Maybe.
Watch this space.
Yeah.
So that was my favourite musical of the moment. Leo,
you're going to ask mine, aren't you? Yeah, oh, that is such a broad
spotlight.
Question. Oh my gosh, what is my favourite musical? I think I go through phases more than anything. Like, obviously, my first one was Wicked. Love a bit of Wicked. Mm-hmm. But at the minute, I'd probably say Matilda. Absolutely. Love Matilda. Don't know, really. I love it. Probably my favourite song from Matilda is Quiet. That's got to come on at some point, definitely.
I think it's a really good show. I mean, what I enjoy about it, there's like a subplot where Matilda, like, obviously, because she has such a cool life, she hides in through the story, like the storyteller, and then I don't want to give too much away. So, like, you've got your main scenes, and then this one brings it forward.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes it really interesting to watch. When you go into the theatre, the Vesuvian Arch is just full of, like, books, and the set is so clever. It was made with the Royal Shakespeare Company.
Yeah.
And I went to go see it about 2012, and I just left the theatre, like, I was inspired, don't get me wrong, but I thought, there's like 8-year-olds on the stage doing such a good job with the show.
And you just want to be an 8-year-old. You just want to get back up there. You're like, oh, I'm jealous.
It's such a heartwarming musical, and it's fresh as well. I mean, it's based, I presume we've all seen the film with Danny DeVito. I think that was 1994.
Something like that.
It's so different. I mean,
it's better as well, which
I think
is crazy.
So. Yeah.
It's crazy because I love that film, and I just saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, how is this better than the film? It's amazing.
I know. I think the musical stays more true to the imagination of Roald Dahl, whereas I think with the film it's more sort of Americanized. You can tell Danny DeVito, who is a great actor, had a lot of creative input in that film.
Uh-huh.
It's so funny. It's absolutely great.
Oh, the Miss Trunchbull character as well. Amazing. Guys, you need to get listening. If you're skin and you don't have enough money to go see the show, get yourself on YouTube, get yourself on Spotify, have a listen. You don't even need to see the show in order to understand it. The songs just provide such a clear narrative, and you just, you need to give it a listen.
Trying to remember who I saw play Miss Trunchbull. It's actually played by a man, and it's full on characterized like a costume. Bertie Carvel, yes, he was absolutely amazing as Miss Trunchbull. I mean, we're just looking at an image now, you can just see how, like, it's not full on drag as or like dame as you see in a pantomime. It's quite a sort of
terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Realistic and terrifying.
We've all seen the scene in the film where he pulls Amanda's pigtails and flies off into the air. Mm-hmm. That happens in the show. You do see that.
Literally.
It is great. I suppose it's, you know, if we were to play a song from the show, I think a really nice one to ease you in.
Shall we do it?
Yeah, shall we? Shall we play? This next one is called When I Grow Up from Matilda the Musical.
I will be tall enough to reach the branches that I need to reach to climb the trees you get to climb when you're grown up. When I grow up, I will be smart enough to answer all the questions that you need to know the answers to before you're grown up. And when I grow up, I will eat sweets every day on the way to work, and I will go to bed late every night. And I will wake up when the sun comes up, and I will watch cartoons until my eyes go square, and I won't care because I'll be all grown up when I grow up. Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and wear it, nothing will change.
When I grow up.
Just because I find myself in this story, it doesn't mean that everything is written for me. If I think the ending is fixed already, I might as well be saying, I think that it's okay, and that's not right.
When I Grow Up from Matilda the Musical there. We have a tweet from Faye Weasley who says, I saw the premiere of Matilda in Stratford in 2010. Met Tim Minchin and he signed my programme.
Oh my God.
Jealous much. Yeah. Oh, amazing. Yeah, because Matilda, of course, went on a touring route at a smaller scale when it was being devised. So I imagine that was the version which Faye saw. So you saw it before it became massive.
Oh. But when it becomes massive, then I'm just really annoyed. I'm like, no, that's my musical.
And then it's that moment that, is it going to be a film? is it going to be a good film? Oh, yeah. No. I mean, we'll talk about Into the Woods in a few weeks' time and our views on that.
Indeed. So, yeah, get tweeting, guys, but it's not only Twitter. In the next few weeks, we've got all sorts of features coming up. We've got games where we basically play the instrumental of a musical, and if you think you're all musical geniuses right out there, you've got to tweet in about, oh yeah, this is the musical or this isn't the musical, and you will win prizes. We've got all sorts of prizes lined up for you. What else have we got? Oh, we'll be doing lots of interviews as well, so getting the musical societies in, talking about what's coming up. We've got what's coming up.
There's a lot of exciting shows coming up. MT, you've got Ghost the Musical. Mm-hmm. You've also got Assassins by Stephen Sondheim. I've not seen that yet, which should be good. Mm-hmm. And of course, SMS bringing out West Side Story at the end of the semester.
I can't wait. Yeah, we'll just get them in, get them chatting about it. We'll also we'll pick random people up as well, see what their favourite musicals are. We'll just create an overall discussion. I'm also interested in getting people in from surrounding theatres, so West Yorkshire Playhouse, Leeds Grand Theatre, see what shows they've got on at the minute, get them talking about student deals. Me and Mark do theatre and performance at the minute, and I'm an ambassador myself, so I can get you all some good student deals, some good student codes on just basically cheap things that's up and coming, which will be amazing.
Absolutely. Lots of exciting stuff to look forward to this semester. Lots of musicals, lots of opportunities to attend. So far, we've spoken about Matilda, we've spoken about Book of Mormon, both quite modern musicals. I think it's time to bring out the cult musical. Most specifically, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I mean, have you seen it, Leah? Are you?
I've seen it, but quite a few years ago now, and I just remember thinking, wow, this is strange. This is very, very strange. But it was good. I can't remember that many songs about it. Yeah. Obviously, you've got your popular ones that everyone knows. I should hope so anyway.
Yeah. Well, we've all done the tie whop when we've been at a party or we've gone out.
Been at a party? I did it for my leavers assembly in year six.
Yeah, I did it for my leaving show at college as well.
Yeah.
What I really like about Rocky Horror is the B-movie theme. The fact that it's sort of, it's meant to be quite cheesy, campy, quite a bit of a romp, really. Royal romp. The music's sort of rock and roll. In the film, Meatloaf stars as one of the characters, as Eddie. And it's just a really bouncy music. And it does get really weird. You've got characters such as Frankenfurter, and then, you know, not even from this planet. Everything gets a bit messy or confusing. But I think it's really good, and it's got this cult status because when it came out, people used to go watch midnight screenings in America, in the B movie theatre. It recently, I think it might still be having a revival, where Richard O'Brien, the creator of the show, actually starred in it again. So as you can imagine, tickets just flew out. Richard O'Brien, I don't know if anyone remembers the Crystal Maze. He was the presenter on that.
He was so creepy, but he was such a guy.
Yeah.
He was a guy. He was great.
He is... to come up and to conceive a show such as Rocky Horror, it's very, very interesting. we'd like to play a song from the show, hopefully, if it plays. Damn It Janet, which is the second song of the show, stars the romantic couple Brad and Janet declaring their love to each other. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
I've got something to say.
Uh-huh.
I really love the skillful way you beat the other girls to the bride's bouquet.
The river was deep, but I swam it.
Janet.
The future is ours, so let's plan it.
Janet.
So please, don't tell me to can it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet, I love you. The road was long, but I ran it.
Janet.
There's a fire in my heart, and you fan it.
Janet.
If there's one fool for you, then I am it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet, I love you. Here's the ring to prove that I'm no joker. Science examined.
Janet.
Made me give you the eye and then panic.
Janet.
Now I've one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet, I love you.
You're listening to There's No Business Like Show Business, and that was Damn It Janet from the film The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
Great show. Absolutely great show. Great mm-hmm. film.
Mm-hmm.
You need to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is a perfect time to welcome. You know, we've inducted you into the world of the musical. Now it's time to go one step deeper.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Right. I'm talking power ballads.
Oh, a bit deep for a Sunday morning.
Sunday lunchtime power ballad time. The power ballad is a great element of any musical. It leaves you with a song in your head. The tune makes you feel
renewed as a person.
Renewed. I mean, top of my head, most memorable power ballads. I mean, have you got any listeners out there? If you've got a fan of the power ballads, tweet us in at ThisIsLSR, hashtag showbusiness. I think I'm going to drop the On My Own card from Les Mis.
On My Own. What an emotional song.
Eponine.
Yeah.
Poor soul.
I know.
It's such a great song. It comes in just before all the sheer drama happens in Les Mis. It's about two or three songs into the second act.
Mm.
It's just certainly something.
Would
isn't
a
it?
Little drop of rain be classed as a power? Is that classed as a
certainly a ballad.
Oh.
Have power. But maybe in a different sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. Oh, I'm trying to think of my favourite power ballad.
Well, you mentioned earlier about your love for Wicked.
Oh, yeah. That is just an obvious one. That is amazing.
Defying Gravity.
I love that. I love Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Oh, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina from Evita. It's an interesting show, that. I mean, the film starring Madonna, Antonio Banderas, various other actors.
Mm-hmm.
Good film. I think it was a good film. Certainly one of Madonna's best performances.
Yeah.
As an actress.
Mm-hmm.
The show itself, I've not seen on stage yet, but I can imagine it could be quite provoking, quite powerful to watch, especially with such a powerful, strong lead female actress. And we'll have a show about strong female roles, femme fatale, in a few weeks as well. That's going to be a power week, that one.
Oh, gosh.
We'll start a revolution that week. One revolution at a time.
Yeah, definitely. As well, I Know Where I've Been from Hairspray. That's just come to mind.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, the power ballads. Oh, the power ballads.
It's too many. It's too many.
I think a really good show to listen to is Miss Saigon, which I saw back in March. By the creators of Les Miserables, it's an opera based on Madame Butterfly. And it's really strange to describe, because when I first watched it, I wasn't too sure about it. I mean, I left the theatre, and as I was travelling home, it just became, sort of resonated with me more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a really strong, again, similar to Book of Mormon, there's some content we can't play, some of the shows, I hate to be a tease. But there's a really brilliant song called Why God Why, which we're going to play for you now. So this is from the latest cast recording, which is currently on West End, and the song is Why God Why.
Why does Saigon never sleep at night? Why does this girl smell of orange trees? How can I feel good when nothing's right? Why is she cool when there is no breeze? Vietnam, you don't give answers, do you, friend? Just questions that don't ever end. Why today? I'm all through here. On my way, there's nothing left here that I'll miss. Why send me now a night like this? Who is the girl in this rusty bed? Why am I back in a filthy room? Why is her voice ringing in my head? Why am I high on her cheap perfume? Vietnam. Hey, look, I mean you no offense, but why does nothing here make sense? Why, God, show your hand? Why can't one guy understand? I've been with girls who knew much more. I've never felt confused before. Why me? What's your plan? I can't help her. No one can. I want my memories as they were, but now I'll leave remembering her. What they knew from TV didn't have a thing to do with me. I went back and re-upped. Sure, Saigon is corrupt. It felt better to be here driving for the embassy. 'Cause here, if you can pull a string, a guy like me lives like a king. Just as long as you don't believe any.
No, man.
I can't help it. Please, come on, just take my sister's chair. Guys! Why, God, why this face? Why such beauty in this place? I want my memories as they were, but now I'll leave remembering her.
Okay, guys, that was Why God Why by Miss Saigon. You're listening to No Business Like Show Business. It's a Sunday afternoon. I want to say morning then. It's a Sunday early afternoon. That was good. That was good.
As far as power ballads go, that's quite the textbook example, I'd say. Yeah. If you haven't seen Miss Saigon, or you'd be very lucky to get a ticket now, because it's on its the new production is on its way out, unfortunately.
It is massive. It is
but
massive.
It has been on for a while, and it is quite, you know, it's been around since the 80s. Mm-hmm. It's a great soundtrack to listen to if you're doing some work, you know. If you just enjoyed our show so much, you need more taste, more musical goodness for your Sunday, I'd recommend listening to the 2014 live cast production of Miss Saigon. It's a very good place to start.
Yeah. Right, are we going to start talking about my ultimate favourite thing in the whole wide world?
We need to address something, Leah.
We actually do.
We do.
We actually do.
I think now's a good time to address our issues.
Oh, gosh. I feel like I'm in Alcohol Anonymous right now. I'm obsessed with Disney.
Disney. Oh. There we are. No escape. Here it is. Disney.
Oh my God, where do I start? Yeah, guys, let's start by saying, tweet in your favourite Disney.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so, like Into the Woods, that's even Disney, but that's a musical.
Just because a Disney film, it can very much be classified as a musical, just because it's not entirely sung through, or if it's for kids or a family show. You know, we're thinking Little Mermaid, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, these are all shows that have been made for stage.
Yeah.
Most recently, Aladdin. You know, eyes out for Aladdin next summer is going to be on West End. There is Broadway trailers on YouTube, and it looks fantastic.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I need to see
that.
Yeah,
it's got all the original songs in, and then some more.
Yeah.
What Disney shows have you seen on stage?
Oh, I don't know.
Have you seen Lion King or Beauty and the Beast, maybe?
Oh, don't even get me started about Lion King. I was meant to go see it at the Alhambra, and then the tickets sold out whilst I was typing in my debit card details, which was a bit of a letdown.
If it makes you feel better, I went to go see it.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better, Mark.
And it was the third time I'd seen The Lion King, and unfortunately it wasn't the best time I actually saw it, because it was a touring production.
Yeah.
The set was limited. They still tried to make it. You know, we've been to the Alhambra in Bradford.
Yeah.
It is a really nice theatre. I've seen shows like Edward Scissorhands there.
Yeah.
But in terms of The Lion King, it just wasn't quite there.
Ooh, we're being critical here.
I know.
Okay, so what's your favourite Disney?
Oh.
You have to choose.
Favourite Disney musical film? Oh, no. No, don't do this to me, Leah.
Come on.
I really like Hercules, but...
Oh. I love Hercules.
Yeah, there's some really good songs in that, you know, with Meg and then Go the Distance.
I love the proper cultural ones. I love Mulan and Pocahontas.
I've never seen Pocahontas.
You need to see it. Colours of the... Oh my gosh, I saw Pocahontas 2 the other day.
Really?
And I won't give anything away, but it was just weird. I love Pocahontas 1, but the second one kind of not killed it, but... It was a bit of a shock. I mean, we know about John Smith and Paul Contis being together, but then, you know, it's just weird. Get watching, guys. Watch Paul Contis 2. It's a bit rare, but I think it's rare for a reason. So.
There are some strange sequels. I mean, the Lion King one, there's a song in it, they live in You, I believe.
Yeah, he lives in
we'll
You.
We'll be playing that on Disney Week for sure. That's a fantastic song. But you've got like films like Return of Jafar. You think this is a strange tangent.
Lion King 2, though, I prefer Lion King 2 to Lion King 1.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm resisting the urge to sing the chorus right now.
Yeah, it's really good.
But let's bring... If we were to play one Disney song today to showcase what we have for you for the next few weeks, we're going to play everyone's favourite, Guilty Pleasure.
Oh.
A recent film. Do we need to give it an introduction?
Oh, no. Just stick it on. Stick
Are
it
you
on.
Ready?
Everyone knows
Are you ready,
it.
Listeners? Get ready for this.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. couldn't keep it in. Heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small. And the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No light, no road, no rules for me.
We all knew the song. We had to be played.
I saw that like 3 times in the cinema.
Of course, that was Let It Go by Adele Dazeem. I mean, Adina Menzel.
Yeah. Nearly.
Sorry, John. Yeah. Okay, so we've given you a quick taste of all the shows that we're going to have over the next few weeks. We're well into our act two. We're coming towards the climax of the show. Got a couple of more songs for you. If you still want to tweet in at this is LSR, hashtag show business, we might even give you a cheeky mention.
Maybe.
Depends. We'll see. So the next song we're going to play is, of course, in reference to the societies here at university. Mm-hmm. Stage Musical Societies, as we mentioned earlier, will be putting on West Side Story in December. So from that show, is the song called Something's Coming.
Could be, who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make them cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down a block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a with a shock. Phone'll jingle, door'll knock. Open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river. Come on, deliver. Will it be? Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy. Meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Just out of reach, down the block on a beach, maybe tonight.
So that was Something's Coming from West Side Story. Again, Stage Musical Societies will be playing that in December. So we've got a great show coming up next. We've got them in the studio. Hello, guys. How's it going?
Hello.
Hello.
Tell us about your show. Is this your first one? As well,
it's the first RPM classical show.
Excellent stuff!
Very exciting stuff.
Live at one.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to try and make classical music a little more exciting than people give it credit for. I think is the idea.
Good stuff. I think great time of day for it as well. Sunday, nice.
Sunday,
and
1 o'clock. Ease them sit in. Back, enjoy your hangover. Enjoy some classical music. It's going to be. We're going to help you through your hangover. I think is the idea. Some loud and bombastic Beethoven.
Sounds like a dream. So I don't know if you've been listening to our show. Have you guys got any favourite show tunes? Have you got any, you know, a lot of musical, you know, West Side Story's got quite a classical vibe of it. You've got composers.
Yeah, no, I'm a sucker for Les Mis.
Les Mis. Personally.
Yeah, me too.
Speaking of which, here it is. Oh yeah. Put in the background all day, easing you in. Les Mis is great, absolutely fantastic. I think once you watch it once, you just sucked in.
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen City of Angels?
I haven't. Is that
that's got a great
really
soundtrack. Oh. It's a soundtrack musical. Cool. Great, yeah. Great musical. In fact,
decent. Oh,
worth
cool.
Checking out.
We might have to make a note of that. Maybe it'll be playing in a few weeks' time. Great stuff. So your show's on at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock indeed.
Speaking of Les Mis, I think it's of course time to play the ever famous One Day More. This is from the 25th anniversary version. Feel free to stand when we play it. It's a great song, and here it is for you.
One day more, another day, another destiny. This never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time. One day more.
I did not live until today. How can I live when we are parted?
One day more.
Tomorrow will be worlds away. And yet, with you, my world has started. One more day you're on my own.
Will we ever meet again?
One more day with him not caring.
I am sworn to be with you.
What a life I might have known.
And I swear I will be true.
But he never saw me.
One more day.
but will be ready for these schoolboys that will wet themselves in blood.
Lash them on a rock, catch them as they fall. Never know your luck when there's a free for all. Here a little dip, there a little touch. Most of them are gone, so they won't miss much.
One day, two,
I'm going to keep the clapping playing, you know, that deserves all the applause it gets.
Oh, God,
of
yeah.
course, so that was from the 25th anniversary production. Not sure if you know, Gareth Gates was Marius in that particular show.
Even I didn't know that.
There you go. I think I saw him. There he is playing again in the background. We can't get enough of One Day More.
Oh, no.
So we hope you've enjoyed the journey today. Easing you in. Next week, we're going to be doing the Jukebox musical. If you're unaware of what this is, basically, think Mamma Mia, think We Will Rock You, American Idiot the musical, shows which take bands, concept albums, work of, and put them into a story.
Yeah.
You soon discover this doesn't always work out, you know, let's just say, sitting, walking on sunshine.
Yeah.
Poor Leona, did not quite work out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't touch the 80s, no. That's one singular decade.
Oh, you've said Mamma Mia. I love Mamma Mia. I've seen that in West End as well.
Have
which
you?
Is amazing. However, oh, what's the woman called? The mother in it. Oh my gosh, I've forgotten her name. But anyway.
Mother Merrill. We'll call her Mother Merrill for now.
Yeah. She, in the West End, I thought she were a bit out of tune.
Really?
She sang through her nose a bit.
Ooh.
But that's just me being critical.
I'm
like classically like trained, don't you? Like, I can't sing to save my life. But
well, I suppose that does bring on to the debate of casting and shows. They obviously have to sell tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And people are probably more likely to see out of tune mother than some trained actress, which is a shame. But nevertheless.
Mm-hmm.
So there's absolutely loads of jukebox musicals. So we're going to be taking you through artists such as Blondie, to the Beatles, Madness and Queen.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be quite a contemporary feel next week. We'll be on 12 again next Sunday.
As well, if you're one of those who deny loving musicals, this is a week for everybody. This is just normal, everyday artists.
You'll be surprised with some of the lineup we've got for you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And of course, we'll have our Les Mis in the background to ease you through.
Do you know what we need? We need a bit of No Business Like Show Business music.
Absolutely. We're gonna bring that in.
Should we do that next week? Let's do that next week. I say we do an interview next week or the week after.
Oh, an interview. Actually, watch this space because we do have an interview with a cast member from Supertown the musical, which was taken up to the Fringe Festival in August.
Ooh.
And
didn't
I believe
know this.
That'll be in a few
exciting.
Weeks' time. So, as a sort of preliminary research for next week, I feel we should play a song from a jukebox musical.
Maybe.
Let's talk Our House, Madness.
Our House, that is a dad song. My dad
loves
that song. Every dad, and they do that dance at like a wedding. It's just like, oh, you just don't know what to do.
Well, get your dad dancing on. It's time for Our House by Madness.
Thank you.
wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Crowd, there's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud, nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house in the middle of our street, our house in the middle of our street. Gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
You just want to do the madness dance all the way through the studio.
Definitely not. I've had bad experiences.
In the air.
Yeah,
you know how it goes.
Yeah,
Our House is a really good musical, and if you ever see it, you get the chance to see it, be it amateur or professional, I highly recommend you go watch it. So thank you very much for listening this week.
Thanks, everybody.
Great show. You've been listening to There's No Business Like Show Business on LSR. Tune in again next week.
Hi, I'm Jessie Ware, and you're listening to Leeds Student Radio.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Sound.
Students.
In Leeds.
Delivering over 100 hours of broadcasting made by 300 students every week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
And
it's all about you.
You.
You. You. You. You.